He opened up to Philippians chapter 4. That's not where I'm preaching. I wanted to mention this because I have it written down right next to that verse you read. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There was a little note written beside there that says, where you park your mind is where you'll park your life. If you park your mind sitting there in your anxiety, and you're going to park your life sitting there. If you leave it with the Lord, park your life with the Lord. Thankful for Brother Jackson. If you have your Bibles, please turn in the Word of God to 1 Samuel chapter number 17. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. Familiar portion of Scripture. Thankful for another opportunity to be able to be in church today. I'm thankful to be able to see people. Good to see. I think I saw Brennan slip in here somewhere. Good to see you, Brennan. I missed you. It's good to see everybody. Going throughout our lives, we all have times where we forget things. I'm guilty. I know that there's people here today that you'll agree with me that sometimes it's the most important things that you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, I was supposed to do that yesterday. We're going to read a few verses of Scripture here in 1 Samuel 17. I just want to preach a simple 3-point outline on don't forget. Don't forget. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. We're going to start reading in verse number 31. 1 Samuel 17, verse number 31 says, and when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Lord, thank you for another opportunity to be in church this afternoon. Lord, I thank you for the ability to open up your word. God, I pray that this message that you gave to me, Lord, I pray that it would be a blessing to those in the congregation today. I pray that the words that come out of my mouth be your words and not my words. Lord, I pray that you would help somebody in the audience today like you've helped me with this. Lord, I pray you give us a good rest of the day today. Lord, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for my salvation. In your precious son's name, amen. Amen. Throughout the course of the year, we have significant days that we remember. Whether it be 4th of July, 9/11, even Christmas, we remember these days. How many of us have a birthday? Okay, everybody should have a birthday, right? We remember our birthdays. How many of you forget somebody else's birthday? Okay, that's one thing I'm thankful for Facebook for, is because it reminds me whose birthday is today. Okay? We all forget things, but we have those days that we remember. I think about, we even have church pens from back one of our first 9/11 memorial services. And on that church pen, it says, we still remember. Because it's important to people that you remember. Just like how we feel like when somebody comes up to us and says, hey, happy birthday. It makes you smile because it's like, hey, they invested enough time into me that they know my birthday. It makes you feel good. Thinking about this, having times that we remember, things that we don't forget. I'm not married, but I always hear the statements from husbands and wives that it's like, you don't forget the anniversary. things that I'm taking notes for. Don't forget the anniversary. Because if you forget it, I've been told like the horror stories. It's like you forgot the anniversary. It's bad news. You want to remember these things. I want to talk about three things today that we shouldn't forget. Don't forget. The first thing I want to talk about is don't forget why we're here. David showed up to this battlefield. Many of us know the story. If you don't, this is David and Goliath. David's coming out to face the champion of the Philistines. David showed up to this battlefield. He didn't show up ready to battle. He showed up bringing what his father wanted him to bring to his brothers, because his brothers were on the battlefield. David didn't come being a soldier of the army. He came being his father's shepherd. He left the sheep in the hands of someone else and came out to deliver what his father wanted him to. But when David showed up, Goliath was out there in the valley. And Goliath did like he normally did. Came out and he challenged the armies of Israel and defied the armies of the living God. David showed up, and the first thing he heard was just this uncircumcised Philistine coming after the God that he served. Now, David wasn't a soldier by any means. Even we read here that from Saul looked at him and said, "Thou art but a youth, and Goliath a man of war from his youth." You see, David, he was a shepherd. But I tell you one thing, David was a man after God's own heart. David followed what God wanted him to do. Whether that just be saying, "Hey, I'm following my leadership," that my dad said, "Hey, take this to your brothers out there on the battlefield." Remember what we came here to do? I'm thinking about this with our lives. We're not necessarily a shepherd. I don't think Charlie over here has a flock of sheep back at his house, that he goes around with his shepherd's staff and he takes care of his sheep at his house. Unless he hides them really good, because I haven't seen them around his house. Not all of us here, there might be someone here, so I'm saying not all of us, are shepherds. Not all of us might be Christians. But if you are a Christian, we have to remember what we're here for. Mark chapter number 16, Jesus himself gave the commandment to us. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature." I was convicted when I was preparing this, because I wrote down for me, and because I'm guilty of not being the Christian that I ought to be all the time. And I had someone come up to me and mention this to me, and as I was preparing for today, it hit me again. That many times I might be like David, showing up, ready to go, saying, "Hey, here's what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing." But instead of showing up and being like, "Hey, why is this guy defying the armies of the living God? Let's take care of this," and doing something for God. Instead, I feel like sometimes, in a similar sense, I might stand back. I might criticize the people who are standing in the trenches. You're like, "What? Are you scared of this guy? Come on, man. You're bigger than I am. Why don't you get out there? Go fight him." When I think about this, for me, I mentioned it to Zeke before service. What was convicting to me is I'm not here to sit down on Facebook all day and argue with people. That was brought up to me over this pandemic because I was guilty of it. You know that I'm a very opinionated person. I know it might shock some of you. But the amount of times that I would sit there and I would just be like, "Why are you posting this?" And I'd comment. I was looking through my memories on Facebook today. And I actually have a time when I went live down at Solid Rock while I was in college. And the choir was up there singing, said, "Bless the Lord, yes, bless the Lord, bless his holy name." They were singing that song. And it hits me with the fact of remembering what we're here for. That I'm not here on this battlefield to sit and argue on Facebook, if that makes sense. God's called me to do something else. He's given me clear instructions. I like it when instructions are clear. It eliminates confusion. Because if I say to Jonah here, "Jonah, I want you to go sit in the second seat on the front row. You don't have to move there." But if I said, "I want you to go sit right there," that's very clear, isn't it? Whereas if I said, "Okay, I want you to sit in a specific seat somewhere over here, but you don't know where that seat is. But I have a specific seat I want you to sit in." It's unclear. We as Christians have been given clear instructions. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I know I'm guilty of not doing that. I think about it this morning. I stopped at a gas station, didn't hand out a gospel tract. We're all guilty of doing things like that. David showed up and he was ready to just follow what God wanted him to do. I wrote down here that, and it's just simple. I'm not trying to be super deep today, honestly, because the things that God spoke to me out of this were not super deep. It's just right there. That David didn't come to the battle to defeat Goliath. He came to the battle because his father asked him to bring something to his brothers. Yeah, there's going to be battles that we end up fighting as Christians. But God didn't bring us to this battle for us to sit here and argue with every single person out there on the street. I know I'm guilty of this, Brother Mike. That I'll sit there and I'll debate back and forth with somebody all day long. But in the end, I'm guilty of it where we'll sit here and we'll debate all day long and I'll walk away. And there won't be a thing said to Brother Mike over here about church. Much less what I even want to with my reputation after debating. You understand? Don't forget why we're here. We're here to reach souls. Even through this crazy time that everything's being thrown into just wild pandemonium. If that's even a word. I know what it means in my head. If that makes sense. Don't forget why we're here. Second thing that I want us to look at. Don't forget what God has done before. We just came through 2020. How many of you guys want to forget what happened in 2020? I want to forget some of what happened in 2020. Don't forget what God has done before. You know, there was a lot of good that came out of 2020. We had camp in 2020. Jonah, did something happen at camp? What happened at camp? You got saved? Was that a good thing in 2020? Don't forget what God did before. Charlie, something happened to you at camp too. What, didn't it? You got saved too? Man, and that was in 2020. Like the worst year in like 100 years. I don't remember 100 years ago. Don't forget what God did. Those verses that we read, Saul called David in and said, "Hey man, I don't want to send you out there. You're a youth. And this guy's a man of war from his youth." And you know what David did? David didn't go, "Well, I'm a strong young man. And I take care of my father's sheep. And I have a slingshot in my pocket. And I will go get some rocks and take care of it." No, he didn't do that. David looked at Saul and he said, "Hey, while I was keeping my father's flock, There came a lion and a bear. And he told him about what God had delivered into his hand before. Now, when you think about it, if you just got a young man taking on a lion and a bear, it's pretty intense. When you sit back and you think about how God delivered these into the hand of David, blows my mind. Don't forget what God's done before. How many of us, if you're saved, you know when you got saved, right? We know when we got saved. I was saved June 26, 2005. It was a Sunday morning down in New York. And I forget the city, but I know where I was. I think about it. Pastor even brought up the fact of, I want that mountain. He didn't forget that song because it was important to him. Just like how each of us here, all of us who just raised our hands, it's important to us to remember when we were saved. Don't forget what God's done for us before. I think about it, we're fixing to go after this property. We're about to close on it. I was talking to somebody, I think right when they accepted our offer. And he looked at me and he said, listed off the price. He's like, where are you going to get that? I was like, God. And he laughed. He's like, no, seriously. So me being me, I laughed and I said, no, seriously, God. Because I don't know about Nathaniel down here, but I don't have that kind of money. And when you think about it, remembering what God's done for us, we're sending a picture of God's miracles. The lights are on because of God's miracles. This used to be in just a full, wide open warehouse. Remembering what God did. I remember when we stopped in here. And I remember sitting downstairs on a tractor while you talked to Brother Walker. It wasn't a brother then. And how over the course of time we were able to see Brother Walker get saved. David made it a point to remember what God had done. He didn't forget that. Young people, I think it's awesome that you guys are here. I know we got young people back there, but the majority of them are right here. To think about the fact that you guys get to see this. I know Brother Norm, he can talk about so much about what he's seen God do. Young adults, you guys have been here too. And we've seen God do so much. But it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget. When God did something in David's life in delivering that lion and that bear into his hands, can I tell you something? David didn't forget that. I don't think I would either. If God delivered a lion and a bear into my hands and I killed them with my hands, I don't think I would forget that. But imagine what God's doing right here. Young adults, teenagers, older people than young adults. We'll leave it at that. God's done awesome things. And he's still going to be able to do them. Just because we're sitting here and saying, well, I remember back in 2020, we had two saved down there at camp. Yeah. Are we going to have camp this year? Yes. We're still going to have that going on. Will more people get saved? It's up to the Lord. We're going to do our part. Remember, we're not forgetting why we're here. Remember, we're not forgetting what God did last year. We were meeting in a tent outside. Amen. Who would have thought? And God allowed us to see visitors coming in, stopping on the side of the road to listen to an FM transmitter. I didn't think we were going to be doing that last year. Andy, did you think we were going to be doing that last year? I wasn't ready for that. God was. He made sure we were able to do it. Yeah, we had our ups and downs of trying to make sure that everything was plugged in correctly and making sure the live stream worked and Wi-Fi kicking out in the middle of service and Brother Mike being the awesome tech master he is, coming in here and throwing together a new router and everything in the middle of service so that everybody at home was able to continue live streaming. God was still on the throne. Still is. I think about Pastor made the statement in his message this morning that the God of previous administrations is still the God today. Remembering what God did? You realize God did a lot of things under some pretty bad times. I made the statement to our teenagers on the third Friday of this month because we had youth group. I can't remember the exact date it was. But I made this statement. I said, do you realize that if Jesus were to come down here, that this government is actually like more lenient than the Roman government that he lived under? Yet the church was established. Yet people got saved and were baptized. Yet the church grew. Our church is still growing. We're seeing visitors coming in. God's still doing awesome things. Don't forget that. Don't forget that we had visitors last night to a men's dinner. I almost said breakfast. To a men's dinner. Now, they might have come just for the prime rib, but either way, they came and they heard the gospel. Don't forget what God's done. I wrote down here, I said, we are facing uncertain times in America. This is something we can't afford to forget. God made sure his people made it through some of the toughest times in history. We wouldn't be here today unless God took care of people. Don't forget what God's done for us. I love it. When I think about what God's done. Brother Jackson thinking about singing back in the Grapponi Center. Some of you remember the Grapponi Center and sitting inside the Grapponi Center and setting up, taking down and moving in and moving out. God's done so much for us. Those of you who just raised your hand, you remember when God changed your life. I remember when he changed mine. Don't forget what God's done. Third thing I want us to look at is don't forget what God used before. Don't forget what God used before. It's important not to forget what God's done, but don't forget what God's used. David here, when right after verse 37, verse 38 says this, and Saul armed David with his armor. He put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had even in his scrip. And his sling was in his hand and he drew near to the Philistine. See, there's a lot of new things that are coming out in this world. Some of it good, some of it bad. Praise the Lord for things like Zoom. Who were able to meet. I remember the first time trying to teach Sunday school class on Zoom. That was about how I felt, Jonah. Just I remember going out to Indiana and teaching Sunday school class from Indiana. It was a blessing to be able to still do that, being in a different place. But remember what God's used before? One of the primary things that I think of that God's used before is our Bibles. A lot of you have them sitting there in your lap. Some of you have them on your phone. It's great to be able to remember what God used before. David here remembered his previous victories. No doubt he had his staff with him when he was out there with the sheep, when that lion and that bear came out. No doubt he had his sling with him. Now it says that he took him by the hands. God delivered him into his hands. But David remembered what he had before. For us going through these times, it's easy to remember what God's done for us in the past, but forget what God's used before. When we're going through a hard time, and we think about, hey, I remember God got me through that hard time, but then we forget that the entire time we were doing that, we were reading our Bible, we were praying, we were having a close walk with God, and then this time we're going through it, not reading our Bible, not praying. It seems a little harder than the last time. Can I tell you something? When you're going through a hard time, you know how nice it is to be able to read this? And then it's just like, it's as you're reading it. I told Brother Matthias back there, it was probably three Thursday nights ago, that I was sitting down here, he was sitting on the front row, and I said, I hadn't read my Bible yet that day. I was reading it when I went home after church. And I made the statement to him. I said, it's been a long day. Honestly, a little bit of a rough one. I said, just mentally wore out. I told him, I said, when I go home tonight, I said, I guarantee you, when I read my Bible, it's going to be like God's going, hey, why didn't you read me this morning? Because I needed that this morning. Like I said in point number two, remembering what God's done, we're facing uncertain times in America. Can I tell you one thing that stays the same? Pastor preached on it this morning. Amen. Think about it. Something that's constant, doesn't change. I am the Lord, I change not. Same yesterday, today, and forever. I feel like I'm just repeating it. Brother James brought up to me, James Drury, he said, this is going to be a repeat message, because Pete, repeat. But I feel like I am repeating. You understand? Because if there's one thing that stays the same, it's not somebody in a White House. It's not somebody in a state house. It's not even the people who live next to us all the time. But this. Oh, it stays the same. Brother Jackson, has it changed? No? Not even a little bit? Wow. Charlie, have you changed at all from last week? Like even just a little bit? You feel like you have? Just something. Anything. Don't ruin my... We've all changed throughout the week. This hasn't. You know what David knew going into this battle with Goliath? He said, hey, I remember what I've proved. That word proved just means tested. It's been proven. I think it's been proven. It might not be to where as young people, you might not be able to sit there and say, I've got years that I've seen God prove this. But you know what I can prove? Sorry. Just making sure you guys are awake. You know what I can prove? Brother Jackson says it's true. Pastor says it's true. Brother Shepherd. You remember when Brother Shepherd had his spiritual birthday? He said, still sweet. Still sweet. I think about Caleb Donahoe. I don't know if he's watching or not. He texted me this past week. He had his spiritual birthday. He said, just wanted to share a blessing with you. It's my spiritual birthday. Got saved today. Said, still as sweet. He said, oh yeah. Don't forget what God's used before. Don't forget the people God's used before. When I think about that, oh. You know, sometimes you wouldn't necessarily choose a crazy guy to be going out and telling people about Jesus. Some people believe it or not, look at me and think I'm crazy. Okay? I promise you, I'm only a little bit crazy. God used some of the people in the Bible to do some of the most extraordinary things. And they had God. But don't forget what God's used before. Don't say, hey, I could never do that. I could never go up and knock on a door and say, hey, my name's so-and-so, I'm from Granite State Baptist Church, I just want to invite you to church. You know, Moses tried that excuse. Lord, I can't speak. God's like, oh, I'll give you someone who can speak for you. Then we don't hear about Aaron talking at all. It's like, ha, I knew you were just trying to get out of something. Remember what God's used before. So, recap. Remember why we're here. Remember that God sent us into this world. We're here to fulfill the Great Commission. Tell others about Jesus. Your friends know, hey, I go to church on Sunday. Not changing. Think about it. There's a new convert. He's excited at the end of this month. He said, I've changed my work schedule. He said, they schedule me every Sunday. He's like, but I walked in, I told him, not working on Sundays anymore. They like, I go to church. I tell you, we need more of that. Remembering why we're here, it's important to go to church. I tell you, I couldn't get through the week if I didn't go to church. Remembering why we're here, go out and tell somebody about Jesus today. Jesus is all the world to me. For some of us, that might be Facebook is all the world to me. I'll talk about Facebook all day long. Video games or sports or, but Jesus. Jesus is all the world to me. I'm guilty too. Remember what God has done before. Two, not one. Remember what God's done before. We're sitting in the picture of it. Gives us something to look for in the future too. And remember what God's used before. There's many different things we choose not to forget. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays. Don't forget what God's done for us. But maybe you're here this afternoon. You say, I can't really forget what I don't even remember. What never happened. I remember in the middle of this message, I asked you guys, how many of you guys remember the day you got saved? There's a good amount of you that raised your hand. You say, I can't raise my hand because I don't even remember that ever happening. It's hard to remember something that never happened. I just want to challenge you today that, hey, if you've never had the time where you've sat down and you said, hey, I know that Jesus is the Lord. And he's God. And he's extended his gift of eternal salvation to me. One of my favorite verses, Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know what blows my mind about this verse? Just a little side here at the end. Jesus told his disciples, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. We go through life and we have friends that rotate back and forth. But I don't really know of any of my friends that have died for me. Except for one. And that's Jesus. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And then, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know what that means, Brennan? You know what that means? That means that while I was in my worst state, God looked down from heaven, and Cameron, he looked at me. He said, Peter, you're terrible. You're a sinner, you're on your way to hell. But I love you so much, I'm going to die for you. And you're my friend. If today you haven't accepted God's gift, all I urge you, do it today. Don't walk out. It's not worth it to go out there into the world and leave this gift of salvation here. Accept it today. Make today a day you would never forget. Don't forget what God's done for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. God, thank you for what you've done in my life. Lord, I pray that you would allow the people here not to forget what you've done for them. Lord, or what you've used before. God, but I also pray that you wouldn't allow us to forget that there's a future. Lord, if there's someone here today that hasn't accepted your gift of salvation, I pray that you'd convict their hearts, Lord, and they'd get it settled today. Lord, I thank you so much for who you are. Lord, I thank you for my salvation. I thank you for what you've allowed me not to forget. Lord, I pray you'd help us as we go through the rest of this day in your precious Son's name. Amen.